Did you guys all see the trailer for American Vandal?
No.
That thing with that graffiti thing. It's like a true crime story, but it's not true. About this kid. This kid got suspended from high school for spray painting dicks on like 27 cars. But he's like, Do you guys see the trailer for this? It's called American Vandal.
I did actually see that.
And this is a real show coming to Netflix, by the way. It's a real show. And you've heard of like Serial or Making a Murderer, that kind of thing.
They get
to the bottom of it and they use that NPR kind of podcast voice. And you get this kid, like everybody thinks he drew these dicks. But he says he didn't do it. I don't know if I believe him. I think what's going to happen in the show is that fat teacher, I think they're going to find that she disliked this guy the most. And then, so she framed him. She drew this middle-aged, fat white woman, drew 27 dicks on these cars and blamed this kid because he's always drawn dicks on the whiteboard.
Okay, so, I'm going to start the show so you can start talking.
It's the perfect crime.
I had no idea this had such a long intro.
Yeah, there are lyrics in the song.
I think the part I want is coming up.
Yes. Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows
your name. It is Friday, and welcome back to the I Never Want to Be Young Again podcast. I am Trevor.
I'm Jeff.
And we're here with intern Brad. Thanks for joining us again. Cheers theme song. That was good. Please check us out on our website, ineverwanttobeyoungagain.com, Facebook, I Never Want to Be Young Again podcast, SoundCloud. By the time this is out, we'll be on SoundCloud. So look for us at I Never Want to Be Young Again at SoundCloud. We got 2 weeks. We can do this in 2 weeks. And I Never Want to Be Young Again at gmail.com is our email. And still have not received a single email. I will read the first email on the air. Be the first one in. Coming up, we promised you the winner of the big fight between Mayweather and Holyfield. Mayweather and McGregor. And usually we put some effort into getting these guests, but I didn't do anything. Did you, Jeff?
When?
So no. And
No.
Instead, this week we've got Chris Nickel.
Pretty much the next best thing.
Pretty much the next best thing.
Right?
The
next best thing to what?
I mean, you know.
People call Mayweather the Black Chris.
Because he's 50 and 0.
Right? Right? Yeah, I can see the resemblance for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Chris, I've known Chris since I was a teenager. We worked together a little while in a fast food joint.
He's literally modeled his life after mine.
Wow.
Just a local hero, pretty much, right?
And as a side note, Chris has actually fallen on hard times, and I'm taking pity on him and letting him stay for a little bit in the guest room as long as he doesn't bug me.
I think you just need me around so much that I've actually put my life on hold for you. I didn't want to bring this up, but I mean, this is all for you, buddy.
Chris is also a plumber, and we worked together for a while. He's my brother-in-law as well. He's my wife's brother. And we get along great. This is going to be a fun episode. You know what? If this is your first time listening, please check out any other episode before you get into this one. It'll give you some context.
Hey, you know what, Trevor? I just want to add on to that. I actually just Googled I Never Want to Be Young Again podcast, and we are literally the first thing that came up.
Wow. Number one. We're number one.
We literally are, and that doesn't always happen. Because you Google something super specific doesn't mean that's what you're going to get.
Nobody's paying for that ad space.
But this time you do. Hey, all you search engine optimization fuckers can just fuck right off. We don't need you. We don't need your money.
On the website, I was really excited, and I think I mentioned it on the last show, that we had a Spanish listener, or somebody stumbled across our website.
From Spain.
So I actually messaged Melissa in England, and I said, can you please go to my website? Sort of on the map they give me of countries that have listened or visited my website. I can see it looks like I'm international, right?
Oh, hold up. Shit, I legit think that might have been me. I use a VPN. Oh, yeah, yeah. Might have been me. Hold on, I usually use Cypress, but no, I do.
Why are you doing such dodgy shit on the internet, Jeff?
What do you mean?
Oh, no, I won't call you on the show. Moving on.
Yeah, no, that might have been me, might have been not.
That might have, yeah, might have been a... Although, I guess if you check in to the website when you're traveling, we'll have a lot more hits.
Yeah. Oh, that'll be interesting. Except I'll do it with like a VPN, so it'll be like for weird countries I'm not even going to.
This is a kind of a special episode because it's the last episode Jeff will be doing in studio before he's doing it from the road.
Yeah, and then we're going to figure out something.
We'll see how that goes. You're going to Wendell it.
I am. I'm really going to call it in, literally.
You're going to call it in?
Really am.
And,
but I'm going to have probably good stories. Like, you know, I imagine, like, I spent the weekend, you know, doing just boring stuff, but still a couple really funny things happened. So I imagine if I was in a good country doing that, then maybe my story was better.
Did you just call Canada not a good country on
the air? Oh, sorry. No, I was on Vancouver Island. It is not the good part of Canada.
What part? Well, it depends what part of the island.
Victoria.
Oh, that reminds me. I was going to ask you. How was your date?
My date was quite nice. I had a lovely time. I wanted to say goodbye to, like, you know, my girlfriend or whatever before I go.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it was really nice.
And she'll be cool because she's got her boyfriend to take care of,
right?
Yeah,
she's got her boyfriend and her family.
That's good. That's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd feel bad if she didn't have anybody.
Yeah, I know.
So, special episode, doing it for the road. I'm actually excited to see how that goes. I think it'll be fun.
You know what? Yeah, you know, we really like each other.
You and me, or you and Genevieve?
Oh, me and the girl. You thought I meant the show.
But you like me too, right?
You thought I meant how the show was going to go.
That's kind of what I meant, yeah.
No, I mean, I think we're going to get married.
You and the show?
Wait, you and me? Or
Look, I've never been talking about the show. All the nice things I've said have been about...
We're glad to have intern Brad back. He was less hesitant about being on this episode than the last one.
Lies.
I probably invited him to like three. He's sat in the background. He's been a studio audience, which we had in the last episode. I wish we had. We should invite people over. We need a studio audience.
Idea. I do like that.
So, Chris, when I invited you onto the show, I'm kind of curious what. How do you take that? Because I keep asking people, and I'm getting yeses and nos. Some people don't want to. I feel like I'm picking people that I think would be game for it anyways.
Well, I mean, I do like the sound of my own voice, but that's not the only reason I talk. I'm actually talking for your benefit, Trevor. I mean, I feel like...
Thank you. Thank you,
know,
Chris.
Like,
that is solid family right there. Right? Solid.
That's the first time somebody else has ever called you my family.
It's a little gross. And I got a little... I'm half chub right now. I don't know why. It's a little weird. But I don't know. I'm always quarter chub, so I don't know if that really counts. So I only got it like a little bit for you.
Stay up on the microphone a little bit. So let's check out. We never read your list. Jeff, you want to help me with this? You want to? You got first pick here.
A list? That list doesn't look familiar to me. No. Someone just wrote some shit about.
Something. I like. I kind of want to go to the Burger King area, but the condom in the hand. What? Oh, no. I've actually heard this story, and I wouldn't mind if you started with. Dick on a beer pick.
The dick on a beer pick.
Dick on a beer, and there's a picture of it.
I mean, you know,
pickaxe with a beer on one end.
Did you have a place you wanted to start here? Did you have something in mind?
I mean, no, not in particular. there's that place is as good a start as any. I don't know, like that.
Set the scene. Where did this take place? Because I know where this took place.
I take you back to 2008 in Alberta. In bumfuck Alberta to...
What were you doing in for our Spanish listeners, Alberta is a bit of a... it's not as good as BC. And for my Albertan listeners, fuck you.
You know what we're talking about then.
It's not as good as BC.
No.
No, you know it. You know, that's why you keep saving up your money on oil and moving here.
Yeah. But either way, you do make a shitload of money down there to do absolutely nothing. So, I mean, there's definitely perks. I mean, I've always kind of referred to it as like the province of Surrey because, I mean, the Alberta girls are like easy. I got like no game, but they just kept throwing themselves at me and everybody else. I had an ugly friend that got, you know.
And just a quick second.
Counter in general.
Every people in Alberta, that is, ineverwanttobeyoungagain@gmail.com, by the way, just in case you want to send me some mail.
Yeah, he'll read your email on the show.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if it's a hate letter.
Oh, come on. Just take a break from driving your pickup truck with a snowmobile on the back in the summer and write me an email, angry email. Yeehaw.
Oh, but the picture we're painting. Okay, the picture we're painting. Okay, so let me give you a little bit of perspective. I mean, these Alberta guys, they live up to every stereotype that you could possibly have. I once showed up to a party, and they're literally sitting on the balcony of this trailer on this 3 acres of property, and there's a trailer because of, obviously, no house. So then they're literally throwing their beers down the lawn and shooting them down the lawn. So like every stereotype you could possibly think. You know, you ever heard that saying, hold my beer, watch this, basically hold my beer and do something. Yeah. That originated in Alberta, 100%. I swear I've seen it happen.
I believe that.
Yeah. So these guys, I mean, they're a little twisted. We used to play this game. You guys ever seen that? What's that movie?
Help me out here.
The one with Ryan Reynolds in the, they have the restaurant. Justin Long.
Waiting.
I love that movie.
So you know the
Waiting
game.
Two? Don't fuck with the food. All right. Waiting One.
That's where it's at.
Watch it twice in a row.
Right. Waiting. The original Waiting is so good. So you guys all are aware of the game that they play.
Oh, yeah.
There you go with the bat.
Yeah. So
penis showing game.
So obviously, like, we played the game because I mean,
you gotta show your balls.
I mean, what else are you gonna do?
But show your balls, and that makes you happy.
I'm really close to my friends, and I want to show them my dick and balls in
and
new
it makes
and interesting
you really
ways.
Happy,
right?
That one of your friends saw your balls.
Right? I once.
No, you don't need to explain to me, Chris.
I once goaded out of a moving car. So like, my dick and balls were actually like. Flapping in the wind like a hockey card and bicycle spokes. It was painful, but it was worth it.
Quick side story. I tried to goat somebody in my apartment. There was a hallway and a corner. I stood up on a chair, stuck out the goat, bent over. The guy's girlfriend was sitting on the couch the entire time. Nice. Not at an angle where she saw cock and balls, and he just powered through that when he walked through. Continue. I just wanted to throw it in there.
Like a pro.
Nice.
So he didn't even turn. He's just like, it's like he could smell it coming. Oh,
yeah.
Maybe
he could have smelled it.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
So
we get it, you vape.
Oh, God, the microphone.
So nothing says camaraderie like a good penis showing game, though.
Yeah.
I have seen it done in an office. Not a lot. Not a lot of people want to participate that in an office.
Have you heard of this game, this office game, where you don't show your dick to people because you're wearing suits and stuff, but you text your group of friends that you're taking a shit, and they have to find what floor and which bathroom you're in, and then they throw wads of paper towel at you of soaked toilet paper?
No, but I kind of want it. I want
to know. You need to have. You need to work in a workplace with more than one set of bathrooms.
No, I'm not down. I'm not playing that game.
But
I like to take a shit and not have shit.
Trevor, I haven't told you the point. The point is, you have to, and it's the honor system. You have to text before you start pooping, and then they have to find you before you're done pooping. If you make it out of there, like on toilet paper, you know, you kind of win something.
I think what's going to happen is you're going to get like a Freudian's dog thing going, and every time you take a shit, you're going to be like, someone's coming to get me. Someone's coming to get me. Because times that people catch you before you're finished pooping,
yeah,
that's going to be a shock to the system.
You know, it depends on how many bathrooms there are.
So they're throwing wet paper towel at you, right?
Wet toilet paper, so it's like really just
Anyways, Jeff, we're better than potty humor. Jeff, or Chris, your dick story?
Okay, so where were we at? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, so the goat. Everyone's aware of the goat. Yep. Bent over, dick, balls, right through, asshole right there. It's clean, right? It's nice. Everyone loves a good goat. So everyone loves a good goat. And so I walk into a house, my buddy's house one day, having a little party. I walk in the front door, and as you walk in the front door, to the left is the kitchen. The kitchen leads into the living room. So and there's a little rise up to the kitchen from the steps.
Fucking Albertans.
Fuck, right? So anyways... So I walk in the door, look to the left, and two steps up, right eye level, is like probably the grossest asshole I've seen, along with this like this ruddy old dick and these pair of balls that were just like dog's ears around the dick. It was terrible.
Paint us a word picture, please.
Oh my God, like that's yeah. So like
I can see it. I can see him. You're doing a great job.
Yeah, right. So, I mean, he was obviously extremely proud of himself. You see, he turns
around.
Well, no,
I'm proud of him, too. I don't even know him.
Right? I mean, like, obviously, like...
I'd high-five him right now after he washed his hands.
He had to be standing there for, like, 5 minutes waiting for me to show up, right? So...
That's awkward.
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah.
I had to wait a little while, too, and I was
commitment
like...
to the bit, though. I mean, I appreciate that. I appreciate him going to that much effort for me, because well, you're that means a lot.
The worst thing to do is, like, to pull up your pants and be like, oh, this isn't happening, and then someone to walk by,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
You already put that shit out there.
What do you do? Someone walks into the kitchen, they see you bent over at the edge of the kitchen by the front door, and they know what you're doing. They're all about it. So, I mean, he was pretty proud of himself. You know, I walk in, he's, you know, he's the obvious response when anyone looks at your dick and balls. Oh, you're pretty gay, dude. What are you doing looking at my dick and balls? You're a bit of a shit, man. So, obviously, like, you know, I was a little put off. I don't like losing a scenario like that. I'm plotting my revenge. I mean,
like that.
You know, anybody who says that you shouldn't sink to somebody else's level is absolutely right. You should sink far below that. So, I mean,
to
like,
win.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, what are you going to do at their level? You need to fucking go above it or fucking below it's even better.
It's not Chris's style to match the pace.
No, of course not. Of course not. So basically, like, you know, I'm biding my time. I'm picking my moment. I walk into the living room, grab a beer, have another, you know, and maybe another or two. Waiting for the opportunity, the moment to just kind of present itself, right? And of course, this dumb motherfucker just happens to get up and go to the washroom, leaving his phone right beside his beer. So, I mean, inspiration just
And
struck.
What did you do, Chris?
Well, I mean, what any normal person would do, I walk over to his beer and I pull my dick out and put it on his beer, his nice, full, brand new beer, and I take his phone and take... ton of pictures of it, just all side angles. I like to, you know, profile pic.
Yeah,
I mean, like,
yeah,
I'm a little proud, so I mean, you know, whatever. I want to get his best angle, right? So I give her a couple pumps, throw her on there.
Different angles too. Like you stick it in the beer, honestly, on the beer, around the beer.
Yeah. So right, and like
you
know,
shove the beer bottle up your ass, or did you go that far?
Well, you know, I'm not really gonna say anything. The girl's got her secrets, right?
You got into it, didn't you? You know, once you get a pace going.
It's probably lucky that there were so many other people in the room at
you know
the
what?
Time. It'd or else that beer bottle, I might have just left. I might have just want to come to another room with the beer bottle myself.
For the sake of the podcast, you shove the beer in your ass, okay? So continue.
All right, so after I pulled the beer out of my ass, you know, which I no pictures of that because, I mean, you know. Right? So I obviously, like, you know, I basically just posted up pictures on his desktop and all over his phone and everywhere that I could think of while he was in the bathroom, put his phone down beside his beer, went back and sat down. And obviously, you know, he comes out of the washroom, sits down, has a sip of his beer. I laugh my ass off. He's looking at me kind of funny and continues to drink his beer. I continue to laugh my ass off. It's, you know, pretty standard at this time. So I'm waiting for this inevitable moment, this moment to happen where you know, he eventually looks at his fucking phone and figures out that he's been drinking out of this dick beer the whole time. He's not looking at his phone, and it's pissing me off.
So he sipped on this for a while, and you're just sitting there, you're like...
pretty much.
Dick beer.
Look at your phone.
I almost called the motherfucker. I just kind of just... Like, pick your fucking phone, man.
Send him a text.
You ever notice how people, like, aren't on their phone enough when they're in a crowd? That was this motherfucker here. I mean, dog, pick up your phone. Why don't you play some Tetris or something? Go on the internet.
Social awareness.
Stop socializing with your friends. Just fucking
what's with you and your attention span, you fucking show off?
Shit, right? So
I bet you read a lot of books.
right? It's one of those guys. So
one of the rig pigs up in Alberta, they've seen a book. They talked about him in school. That got him a diploma, talking about books.
So pretty why much. Is he not looking at his phone is what I want to know.
Well, that's the thing. I don't know. I guess it's just distracted with other shit. I guess he was really enjoying that, like, that fresh beer that I fucking had prepared for him there. Either way, eventually.
I wonder if
he
it
does.
Tasted better.
I would think so.
Yeah.
I mean, at least every time I put my dick on my own beer, it's tasted better.
Every time.
Yeah. And I, you know, I mean, I shower all the fucking time, but I don't ever really wash my junk.
Really?
It's a point of pride, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
If you're going to stay, if that's your story.
Yeah. All the time. But mostly I'm not like necessarily. Showering here, I'm usually showering at maybe one of your guys' mom's house or something like that. You know, I don't like the water here, right? So,
be careful. Let's not start your mom jokes because we're going to see your moms at Christmas.
Yeah, that's true.
Actually, with these guys, yeah, but I'm not going there with you.
Yeah, I actually love your mom. She's a nice lady.
Yeah, your mom makes the best stuffing.
don't tell her I said anything like that.
Sweet lady.
So, anyways, where we? Yeah, dicks on beers, right? So, so eventually, obviously, the inevitable happens.
Looked at his phone.
Picks up his phone, and he doesn't see it right away, but then he sees it. And then he's like, you know, he steps back and he looks at it again. And then obviously the obvious explosion of whose fucking dick is on my beer. And then the obvious reaction of Chris, your motherfucking dick's on my beer. And I'm obviously right there, like, yeah, my dick's on your ring.
Oh, yeah, did he guess it? Are you at a crowd?
Oh yeah. As soon as he had finished, yeah, there was like,
he looked at his phone, looked right at
there. There was 15 people here, and yes, there was like 15 people at this party, and in front of them all, I pulled out my dick and put it on his fucking beer and took like 4 or 5 pictures, and they're all just like, Chris, yeah. Chris, you know. So obviously, they were all waiting. You know, they all laughed when he drank his drink, and he just thought he missed out on the joke and kind of chuckled along, right? And yeah, so obviously he flips his fucking lid. We all have a good laugh at him. And yeah, the moral to the story is there actually really isn't
never
any.
Never leave your beer unattended.
Well, I don't know if that's really the moral. I mean,
if you end up goading someone, you're going to taste dick.
Yeah, that could ass. Be moral. I like to think that there is no moral to the story because I don't have any morals. So I'll just go with that.
Well, public nudity is a fucked up thing, though. I mean, putting your dick on someone's beer is a pretty fucked up thing, but public nudity in North America is a fucked up thing.
You know, it's like to me, for me, I'm not really that shy of a person. I don't really see the big deal. I mean,
for those of you listening, Chris isn't wearing pants.
No, no.
You know what? I remember I'm not that shy either, but I know some people don't like it. I think I've shown co-host Jessica my balls at least twice, and neither times has she been as pleased as I have.
Oh, I have
neither. How many times was this?
Twice.
I know exactly where you're coming from. There's a friend of mine, a close friend of mine.
Yeah, well, quick, it's not about being shy.
Quick, before you say that, I've actually sewn Jessica my balls too, and just my balls.
Yeah, that's
she
what
wrote,
I mean. Yeah,
she wrote happy birthday on them. I took a picture and sent it to Brad.
Well, she didn't sign mine.
Intern Brad got a picture of my balls at
favoritism.
Like 2 a.m. Yeah. On a work night. Oh man. Anyway,
go back to Chris that he's not too shy to show his balls.
Well, okay. I think it's just the same situation as yours. I mean, a friend of mine had basically, I know she wants to see my balls. I know it. I can see it in her eyes. Every time I see her, she just like is looking at me like, show me your balls.
And you're like, another
she's
one.
Just, she's just a little bit too shy to come out and say it. So being the nice guy that I am, I try to find new and interesting ways to show her my balls. Mm-hmm. And like this last weekend, we were out at a friend's trip with all of our friends and, you know, I found a new and interesting way to show her my balls. Well, actually, this time, I happen to have been wearing some really, really tight kind of 70s shorts, which I pulled off, by the way. No underwear, so you kind of...
When you say tight, how tight?
I mean, like...
Tom Selleck.
Like...
Tom Selleck tight?
Like, I wasn't wearing these shorts. These shorts were wearing me. I won best costume for, like, a $10 costume because I... literally atomic wedgied myself the whole fucking night. And my dick was, because I had no underwear. If you try underwear with this shit, you're just making the situation worse. So my dick is like right there. At the best of times, it's an outline. I kind of wanted to sharpie it and kind of like, you know, mm-hmm. just so people.
The tattoo.
Like people draw
thigh,
their abs on.
Right.
You wanted to do that to your shorts. Exactly. That'd
have been pretty hot. yeah, but so like basically if I moved and I kept going up to people and giving them the Captain Morgan, right? The Captain Morgan, right?
Yeah. With the balls hanging in the...
Yeah, so, I mean, there is not a person out there who does not get uncomfortable when you Captain Morgan within, like, 6 to 10 inches of them. It's
not pretty.
It's not pretty.
Well, some people, you know, some people don't just draw the outline. Some people get actual tattoos on their inner leg of their dick.
One person did scarification.
This is not just one person.
So... Jeff loves to bring visual comedy to a podcast. We're looking at
I love it.
A Google image search of people who drew dicks onto their legs.
Yeah, but as if like so when you're wearing a pair of shorts, it looks like it's hanging and you below got your shorts and even out some. And people
tattoos
get this tattoo.
And
but
branding.
One of those dicks was like red, and another one was green. Who's got a
the red one?
You
was
know
like,
what? They were clearly
something called scarification. They cut like strips out of your skin, and it makes a picture, and it heals, and it's
what. Oh, so it's like 3D.
It's a yeah.
That's gross.
And
I definitely don't want a 3D dick on me. I already got one of those.
Mm-hmm.
You're two dimensions at best.
Really? Let's do more than you, stupid son of a bitch.
And on that segue,
wait.
That was a segue?
That was a segue.
Somebody asked me what I'm doing this Sunday.
What are you doing tomorrow?
This Sunday.
Friday?
It's Friday.
Yeah, Friday.
Chris,
it's Wednesday. I don't make a secret
to
the people.
No, we said it was Friday. What am I doing this Sunday?
Okay, what are you doing this Sunday? So this is like going to be 3 weeks from now, by the way. We're about 3 weeks ahead.
What am I going to do 2 Sundays ago?
Bingo. What are you going to do 2 Sundays ago, Jeff?
Well, me and what looks like about 30,000 people are going to go to Florida and shoot at Hurricane Irma. Now, Hurricane Irma was a big old hurricane that's ruining the Caribbean. And these people, about 30,000 people, are interested in going in this Facebook page, or it's a Facebook event. And I believe they're just going to point their guns in the sky and shoot at the storm until it turns around and goes home. America.
And how many Albertans are going with you?
I don't know how many Albertans. The page doesn't show me. But if you want to join the shoot at Hurricane Irma page, it's on Facebook.
It's
you don't
got
to be Jews. There's actually about 8 of them. About 8 different people decided to start this event. But one of them has like 30 flipping thousand people who are going to line up probably in Florida and shoot, I'm hoping shotguns, at the sky.
Florida.
To make a storm go away.
Well, at least they'll take care of the hurricane then, right?
They're going to scare the hell out of it.
No shit. 30,000
done. It's going to run away. It's going to go tell its mom. It's going to end up in an ICU somewhere.
Florida is the U.S. Alberta.
It's
going to
be that.
Yeah.
Hurricane Irma is going to be taking a helicopter to that hospital.
Me full of lead.
Fucking full of lead.
What kind of gun are you going to use to shoot at Hurricane Irma?
Well,
have you selected a firearm?
Like ideally.
It's really big. A hurricane's
ideally,
big.
Because this is like a fantasy football kind of talk we're having here. Well, if I were really going to do that.
You're going to play football with Hurricane Irma?
Fantasy football. It's when you just like pick everything and money's not online. I think there is like a, I think I saw on that Sons of Guns show, they had a full auto shotgun.
Those are sick.
So it was something like a Gatling gun, you know, where it's multi-barrel. I think it was 6-barrel.
I saw a Russian guy demoing that on YouTube.
And
it's awesome.
They're just, yeah, that looks.
Just blows apart a,
oh boy.
A target.
Yeah, it would. It would just rip it to pieces. But something like that where you really want to scare that storm.
Fuck.
You know what? The Caribbean, isn't that where voodoo comes from?
Yes.
Jamaica's in the Caribbean.
Yes.
Anyway, I'm just saying. Shooting guns at a storm sounds like some voodoo stuff, and I think it's a great idea.
I think for some reason, if I'm shooting at a storm, I know it's going to be less effective, but I really want to go double handgun.
You got to bring 30,000 of your friends like this guy. Oh, you're going to go dual-wield pistols.
I want double handguns.
For all you Call of Duty
revolvers.
People, dual-wield.
Yeah, yep. Dual-wield,
yeah.
Yeah, I'd have to agree.
I mean,
double pistol is
since it's fantasy football and
yes,
all.
Yes, yeah.
I'm, what are you going to be shooting with, Brad?
It's got to be the shotgun.
Wait, hold on. Nobody brought
automatic.
Up the M134, the minigun.
Oh, yeah.
The 6,000 rounds a minute or some shit. Oh, boy. It costs thousands of dollars to shoot that thing for a minute. It's crazy.
Yeah, but it does the job of, like, how many soldiers?
I don't even know. I'll shoot down some stuff.
I wish I really had a machine gun sound effect, but I don't. I got...
You know what? We can pretend that's a machine gun.
Kind
and
of.
Then
until
this
the
little
end.
Thing at the end,
got
that's
me.
Just it jamming.
Oh, there's no cymbal. Okay.
Ta-da.
Oh, shouldn't say that. You know what? Actually, one of my listeners did say, and I apologize for this in the past because I'm not going to go back and edit it, but if we've ever used the term gay, I think we have.
Did we?
We have. Somebody told me. I don't
sorry.
Remember.
I consider myself a bigot.
I just did it now, and I'm trying to, both on the air and in my personal life, strike that as that context in my language.
We should.
For all our listeners, it's not okay. I apologize.
I think context, the context in which you use a word is
South
important.
Park addressed this.
Chris, I mean, like, we could be at this all day.
That's
true.
A can of worms. Okay, go back.
But people defended him. Because they said, look, he's got Frank Ocean, the first and only gay out gay rapper, on his label, and so there's no way he's, like, homophobic. And so, you know, that satisfied people. He's got, you know, 13 songs or whatever that Frank's on, and I don't like Frank. It's more R&B. It's not rap. But here's the thing. People still call Tyler homophobic. You know what? Just came out as gay.
Oh, Tyler, yeah. The Creator has,
yeah,
come out as homosexual.
So there you go. So
that's kind of,
and you know what he
news?
Said? He said, I've been trying to tell you guys for 10 years. You didn't listen. Because, you know, they always think he's joking. That's what happens when you're 6'5 and you're jumping around eating cockroaches and stuff, like kissing little white boys. People think you're kidding. Golf Wang.
A little odd support there for the hip-hop band Odd Future. Brought to you by Odd Future, our sponsor today. I was actually... Oh, I should take some time to talk about the sponsors.
Let's talk about the sponsors.
Okay. Brought to you by... I just used dead air to illustrate a point.
Could it be that you have?
No, is there sponsors? A link to the Kickstarter?
Yeah, so we talked about this. I'm going to put a donate page on the website. I would love it if anybody donated. But you know what? If you just want to send me an email, that'd be cool too. I just love to know someone who's listening.
I feel so bad for you.
I thought we should.
I kind of want to send you some money. I just don't want to listen to one of your podcasts to do it.
I mean, I know you won't.
I'll be on one of your podcasts. I'm not going to listen to one of them, though. I mean,
are you going to listen to this
one? You're going to draw a line. No, fuck no.
No. It hasn't been our best. It's cool. This isn't the one to listen to anyways. But I thought just so that it wouldn't look so sad and pathetic, would be I'm just going to talk about some corporations that haven't sponsored the I Never Want to Be Young Again mm-hmm. podcast. So mm-hmm. not brought to you by Duracell. Mm-hmm. Duracell is definitely not a sponsor mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. of the I Never Want to Be Young Again podcast. Jeff, do we have any other non-sponsors?
Razor. Razor is not sponsoring this. I know the scooters are really big these days, but you know, Razor, the original, the pioneers in scooter two-wheeling weird fruit boot technology, they're not sponsoring us. Brad, you were mentioning a sponsor?
Burton. Burton is definitely not sponsoring us.
Burton?
Well, we've got a free sign in this studio from Craigslist. I found it on Craigslist. I thought it was cool. I put it in my man cave. But no, we have not received any. I did sell a card with Burton rep who gave me the code to the Burton website. My God.
Oh, what?
It was Disney. Yeah. I didn't have much money. It was right after Megatron was born.
You got all sorts of
but swag. They had like $300 snowboards on there. I bought $180 goggles for like $30 with replacement lenses. That's where I got a lot of my gear.
Nope, I did not know that.
My bindings. I should have bought a board. But he's got a limit of how much stuff he can buy a year. So there's like, you can buy a certain amount of boards. You can buy like 20 pairs of gloves, like, and I got gloves. I got some swag. That was a pretty good hookup, but not brought to us by Burton. Just got to scam them that one time. Fuck you, Burton. Toyota. I know you're listening. Not brought to you by Toyota. That is not a brand I represent, by the way, in case people are wondering.
I don't think anyone was wondering. Okay, I was wondering, but I mean, you know.
You don't know where I work?
Let's not talk about it.
I've known Chris for years, and we've been roommates in the past. We lived together for, I think it was like a year?
Really?
Less than a year?
I don't recall.
Actually, you know what? Everybody.
Did not ring a single bell.
Every person at this table has been my roommate at one point or another.
That's true. That's absolutely true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know what? No, Chris.
And two of you once.
Hold on. We all lived on the same floor of the same apartment building. No, that's right. You and Sharla lived at the end.
No.
Brad and, yeah, we did. No. And
Chris,
you and me
didn't live in the apartment building.
Are you sure?
Building.
Positive.
He hung out a bit. But
oh, you probably hung out
Sharla lived there. Chris had been to my apartment in Cloverdale by the bar. I'm sure you did. When the Cloverdale Station Pub, which rest in peace, is closed down, that was great.
71 steps to the bar.
Yeah, we lived. Yeah. So, me, Jeff, Brad, the intern, and his wife, and then Jeff's ex-wife and her friend lived all on the same floor. I used to play golf down the hallways of this apartment. It was a shitty Cloverdale apartment. Like, it was cheap, and they let us do whatever. I never got a noise complaint, and we fucked shit up. We had a shooting range when me and Jeff lived there. When me and Brad lived there, you know what? It was nicer. We had a girl living there. Mm-hmm. We had a mattress up against the wall so we could shoot like a pellet gun. Nothing big. We're not shooting fire. It is an apartment. I used to stand. They were doing work on the siding, and they had this, what do they call the ladder system that people work on when they're on the
siding?
Scaffolding. Scaffolding up with a tarp, and they were working on siding. But I opened up the window, and I could drive balls through the open patio door into the tarp, and they'd roll into the deck below me. Nobody lived there, so I could just go pick them up. I was driving balls through there all the time. It was great. I just, when I went downstairs, I'd go collect my 6 or 7 golf balls. And
balls?
Yeah, except I hit the wall a lot, too, in the window. Never broke them.
With the balls.
Balls.
I was just noticing how many times he said balls.
Well, it was a fun apartment to live in.
Yeah.
You guys want to play Marry, Fuck, Kill?
I could do that, yeah.
For those of you who haven't heard before, Marry, Fuck, Kill is you take three characters, either fictional or real, and you decide if you're going to marry, fuck, or kill them. We're selecting cartoon wives this week is what we went with. So Lois Griffin from Family Guy.
Yep.
Marge Simpson from The Simpsons.
Uh-huh.
And Fran Smith from American Dad.
Ooh, that's good. Well, this is an easy. This is easy for
okay,
me.
Okay, Jeff,
I don't know
start it out.
Easy for anybody else.
No, I'm down.
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna marry Francine. I'm gonna marry Francine because she is like a little bit of a Lois Griffin, but not quite so trashy. Like Francine's the Lois Griffin that went to the like you know the CIA ball or whatever. You know, she actually dresses up. She doesn't just get drunk and like pound it in the alley.
But
like,
she's a good wife though. She like
she
plays
is,
the part.
But you know, like
but she was a whore before.
Lois has a lower back tattoo. You know.
Mm.
You know. So anyway, so I'm sorry, but I'm killing Marge Simpson. She just she's too old.
So you're fucking you're marrying Francine, you're fucking Lois, and you're killing Marge.
Yeah. I think that's what he
said.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, yeah. And you, Chris, do you think you have a better idea?
Well, obviously, most of my ideas are better just by default.
Better. So even though I'm right, you're gonna make up something and call it better.
Well, yeah. Well, obviously, I mean, like you're gonna
you figured Chris out like super quick.
What?
Nothing.
So basically, I'm gonna marry Lois.
Yeah.
For that aforementioned back.
Because you like her.
because,
all right.
Because I mean,
oh
like,
no, that makes sense.
I might as well take the trashy girl home because she's gonna be the most fun. I mean, yeah, Marge might be the better wife in the end. But in the end, I mean, I don't deserve a good wife. I'm kind of a piece of shit, so I might as well have a piece of shit wife. At least the one who's going to willing to do.
Hey, Francine's no angel.
Yeah, I know.
But
honestly,
who does that leave to kill?
Honestly, like this is kind of my thing here.
Kill Marge.
We're all killing Marge.
No, no, no.
Right?
Talk to Chris. Well, Chris is marrying Marge.
No. I'm marrying Lois.
Oh, marrying Lois. Oh.
Yeah, yeah. Because then I get to fuck her all the time.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then she's
that
the
redheaded
one,
ball.
She's the one who has no self respect. That's the girl for me. So Marge, obviously, I don't know, like, you know, Marge, I feel like, you know, she, you think she would be the obvious life choice, but
we were all born in the early 80s. Marge is kind of that staple. She came first.
I feel like I'd really regret not throwing it in Francine. I feel like that one, like, if I didn't fuck Marge, I'd be like, eh, but if I didn't fuck Francine, I think that would bother me. I don't want to necessarily kill Marge, but I want to fuck Francine more than I want to kill Marge, so I'm going to fuck Francine and kill Marge. Me and Lois will live happily ever after. Me, her, and her tramp stamp. I aim for
Brad,
that shit all the time.
You said you were going to kill Marge, so what's the other two?
No, Chris has got it, man. Lois, I'd marry Lois and fuck... marry Lois and fuck Francine. Absolutely. Yeah, no, for all the same reasons. The tramp stamp,
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Look,
that's the keeper.
Look, I said before that I want to marry Francine, or sorry, no, that I want to kill Lois Marge, because she was the old one. She's actually the youngest one. Marge's character is alleged to be 36, Lois 43, and Francine is 40. That shocked me.
With age comes wisdom.
But yeah, is age everything? Are you changing your decision based on age?
I'm just saying,
ageist?
Like, Marge is such a wet blanket, and I thought that's because she was the oldest one. No, she's like the youngest one.
Well, come on.
Why is she such a wet blanket? She got a Lauren Conrad
about
this?
She been 36 for 28 years?
Yeah, about that.
Something like that.
Same as Bart.
I think she's lying about her age.
Yeah.
She's got the oldest lady haircut.
Did you get that off Wikipedia?
You know what?
I wish I had Wikipedia.
Let me wrap this out. Yeah. Because I think I'm on page with Jeff. I can't remember what you
Francine?
Picked, but I'm marrying Francine.
Yeah, I'm marrying
that
Francine.
That chick is she is a
she's
lady
game
on the streets
and graceful,
and a whore in the sheets. She's gonna be the wife, and she says such misogynistic stuff like,
oh, yeah.
Like I don't know, that's not a delicious Thanksgiving dinner. Is that a line from there?
I don't know, but
yeah, maybe. Anyway, she's. She says the most masochistic stuff, and if you're looking for that 1950s, like, a big shot to feminism.
Just casual sexism.
I love her, because of her shot to feminism.
I can respect that. I can respect that.
You know, but Lois, you know, has a special kind of like.
Lois talks back.
Just shut up and do it.
Lois is in charge.
I need a girl that talks back to me. I'm in charge, but she needs to talk back.
Do you remember when Lois found out that the kids at high school were doing butt sex? She's like, why? You know, it's like, there's so much better option when you get it right in the can. And yeah, she just, you know, you low, she's got those. She's got the hunger.
You know what? I feel like maybe I want to pick this because I want to switch it up and I don't want like half and half. Hey, are you getting beers? Yeah, give me a beer. I'm going to fuck Marge. I think, but in my head, when we fuck, it was young Marge, hair down.
College Marge. College Marge was cute.
I don't know if we're allowed to do that.
Wait, no, we didn't say that we could do different time frames.
Well, nobody said we can.
I've had because he was discussing he didn't want to fuck Lois because she was the oldest. Well, no, now I want to fuck 21-year-old Lois.
Okay, fine. You can change your answer. You want to fuck 21-year-old Lois?
Does he have to change his answer now?
No, I'm not changing it. I stand by mine.
You stand by yours?
I knew Jeff would.
I don't actually really care. I'd fuck 43-year-old Lois, too. Break that.
But Marge, I just can't get it going for Marge when she's got the hair up. I just
can't.
She did that Maxim spread, and I mean, she's obviously hot. She's obviously hot,
right? I totally forgot about this.
She did the Maxim spread. Yeah. She's the only one that has magazine credits out of the three of them.
That's true.
I mean, that one's a bit more of a trophy. Like, she's been in Maxim. I fucked Marge. She was in Maxim and
Maxim
The Simpsons.
She wants
you say Maxim first when you're bragging to your friends.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So Lois, I don't think it'll be easy, but I'll kill her. I feel like she's going to put up a fight. But, yeah. And that's my answer. I love that. So, we're doing pretty good on time. We've got time for two stories. I guess we don't really have a boss.
Knock, knock.
You know what, Chris?
We have time for jokes.
We have time for knock-knock jokes.
Is it in the budget?
No. How much money do you think Yeardley Smith has that lady that does Marge and Lisa or whatever, the voice actor?
I have no idea.
A voice actor the 3 out of 4 people at this table have never heard of.
No, the name sounds familiar. You see it in the credits.
Yeardley Smith? Yeah, that's because she's you know,
I've seen her on TV or YouTube videos, doing the voices.
Like $65 million. Dollars.
Couldn't remember her name. Whoa. Wow. A what?
$65 million, net worth.
Oh, that's her net worth. Okay.
Yeah.
To be a voice actor.
That's not like her hourly rate.
But, I mean, she got the right gig.
Got the right gig, and she got in when it wasn't the right gig.
Yeah, so that's all from The Simpsons?
Yeah.
You remember those Simpsons shorts, the originals, the art was bad, everyone knows the evolution of The Simpsons.
Sullivan Show,
Wow, $65 million as a voice actor, that's a lot of money for
I think they all get paid about $1 million an episode, something like that.
Fuck. She's pretty much doing what
we're
doing
right now. That's
like
Friends
money. Except she's reading what she says.
Mm-hmm. I think it's impressive.
And I bet she has better accommodations.
You know what? Never had to show her tits.
And better staff.
Take
I
that.
Show my tits all the time, and I never get any money for
never.
It.
You know, people say entertainment is all about casting couches and shit.
I'm going to ask a weird question. Hey, Chris, how many nipples do you got?
2, just like everybody else.
You hesitated.
What do you know? You look like you know something. You haven't seen shit. You don't know anybody. You don't know anything.
You'd like to just leave
This is something I haven't talked about with you in 10 or 15 years, but...
Well, whatever. Everybody, you know, some people have an extra nipple. No big deal.
Yeah, some people have
Are you saying you're one of
nipple.
Them?
Some people... No, you know what? I don't even think 3 nipples are special.
Napples?
Nipples. I said napples, yeah, but I meant nipples.
All right.
How many nipples do you have, Chris?
Like, right now? Or like yesterday?
Did it change?
No.
Did you grow
obviously
an
extra
one
since
yesterday? How many do you have now? I haven't talked to you about this in years.
Last time I checked, 4. But I mean, one's kind of it's not real. It's kind of a nipple.
But you have,
I mean,
for real 4 nipples?
No. It's a fucking rumor. Yeah, 4, obviously.
Is it though?
No, it's a rumor. No, yeah, no, it's the truth. It's the truth.
It's the truth.
Well, you said before, I asked you if there's anything you didn't want us to talk about, and you didn't. You said you were an open book, so I'm...
Oh, I totally am. I actually love talking about my nipples.
I wouldn't.
All 4 of them.
I'm just playing hard to get.
I have seen them.
Show me your nipples.
They look like mold. You don't even notice them.
Ugh.
See, this is why I'm saying the third one is obviously an extra nipple. The fourth one, I mean,
fourth one's getting a free ride on even being called
much,
a nipple.
I mean, the thing is, it's
really just there for symmetry.
Pretty much.
I've only ever seen that on livestock. And you.
I could feed a litter. But I mean, like, you know, one, the fourth one might not, you know, he might die.
Now, does this happen to anybody else in your family?
No.
No.
I wouldn't think so.
And by your family, I mean your dad and his cousin, your mom.
Well, I don't know. How many nipples does your mom have?
None.
Well, why are you asking me how many mine has, some bitch?
She listens, by the way. Hi, Mom.
You guys, since we're talking about
that
livestock,
was more of an incest joke than your mom's nipple joke. I was saying that your dad and your mom were cousins. That's what I was going with. Not
you guys want to hear?
I
bad
still
joke.
Won't talk about your any trash about your mom.
It's a cow joke. What do you call a cow? Doesn't produce milk. An utter disappointment.
I don't get it.
You know they have an udder. That's where you milk from. But you squeeze away and no milk comes out. That's a disappointment.
I still don't get it.
Yeah. Smoke more weed, turtle. Smoke more weed.
I think I should, man.
Oh, you want to hear what kind of right here? Oh, wait, Ben.
Well, I mean, fuck.
Brought to you by Flight Vape Pens. Anyways.
Not brought to you by
Duracell. Or not brought to you by, who's another brand? Coca-Cola.
Yeah, they definitely didn't bring you this.
No. But that was one story I have in my list. I'll just give it right now because we got a little time to kill. It was the first time I got approved at a dispensary.
Oh, yeah.
In my hometown, local town here, I went in and they started. First, it was very apparent what they did. They had like kind of like a weed thing on the window. The people owned it, own a couple. I walked in. I heard about it and... I had the day off. It was the morning off, and I go in right at opening, and I walk in. I'm like, "Hey, you guys are new." And he goes, "Yeah, we're new. This is the whatever." I'm like, "Huh? How do I participate?" And he goes, "Well, do you have any prescriptions?" I go, "No." He's like, "Last 2 years, any prescriptions?" I'm like, "Nope." He goes, "Okay. Do you have a card at another dispensary? We'll honor it." And I said, "Nope. Nope, don't have that either." And he goes, "You sure you don't have any prescriptions?" And I'm like, "I got a shoulder issue. I mean, my doctor has prescribed me some anti-inflammatories. Will that fly?" He goes, "Yeah, you seem cool. Here," hands me a clipboard and asks me to fill this. And I'm like, "Oh, yeah, I see how this works." And I fill out this. And you know what? He's right. I am cool. And that's when I first got accepted at a dispensary because I
was didn't
cool.
even do that. I didn't even do that. My dog had anxiety. I didn't have any prescription. And then I just used my dog's account to buy edibles online.
Did a vet sign off on that?
No.
How does your dog's account work for you?
He has anxiety, Chris.
Have a soul.
He has a very similar name.
My bad.
We have the same last name, okay?
Yeah.
Hi.
Brad, do you have one? It seems like everybody does.
I don't.
No?
I have.
A card.
A card,
little green
yes.
card, yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, y'all
yeah.
do?
Yeah,
oh.
I do. Yeah. I went in there, yeah.
Mm. When where did you go?
I went to the one in Abbotsford. It's no longer.
Oh.
Are we still calling this medicine?
That you smoke?
Until July 1st, 2018?
I guess so. It's just... debate I'm tired of having.
You know, he said that was the deadline. He said before this date. So what do you think they're going to be the
he
kind of...
He said things.
Yeah, but... Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said it will be fully legalized implementation before July 1st, 2018. But let's face it, we're going to wait till that day, aren't we? We're not going to do it 2 weeks ahead of time. He's not going to get his homework done early.
I bet you it's going to be like legalized and then like 3 weeks later stopped and then re-legalized. And
oh,
then
the courts?
It's going to get bounced around. I said, this is such a waste of money. Everything was fine, right?
Yeah, there was like, no problem with our system except where the money went.
No, yeah, the gangsters. My biggest problem, the reason I support legalization is just to get the money out of the hands of the gangsters.
It's ridiculous.
To other gangsters that already have
all the power. You want it to all be organic, you know, fair trade, you know, but it's not?
I just want to grow my own plant in the backyard. I don't...
Whoa.
You know, get a couple plants in my backyard for me.
Part of the legalization will be that you can grow your own plants, right?
No.
Yeah?
I've heard otherwise, but I might not be up to date.
Interns, look this up.
There's a whole bunch of them scurrying around the room
right now. Young Jamie, stop jerking off Joe Rogan.
He's in the bathroom. He's in the bathroom. No, I mean, you would hope so, but you never know. Like, bureaucracy, you'd think, like, they sell you some law. The distracted driving law, they sold it to us as being, like, all texting and cell phones and shit and MP3 players. It's actually eating a burger, too. They're giving people those, like, $600 tickets for distracted driving, right, parentheses, for things that we weren't sold on. Like, it's you be eating a burger or combing your hair and shit. Yeah.
Yeah. I think they
said one thing and gave us another.
I back that shit up on the cell phone thing, but yeah. I don't smoke anymore. But smokers were, if you were smoking and driving, they considered that.
Oh, was it?
I heard that being thrown out there. That's unconfirmed.
In California, if you ash your cigarette out the door, that's littering. Ash it. I don't mean flick the butt.
It's dry in fucking California. They got the same fucking issues we do, I think.
Yeah, I know. But
I've got a trucker. I won't name him, but he lipped off the wrong guy.
And sorry, what's his name?
But he lipped off a CVSE, and they wrote him up for smoking in his office.
His
truck was his business.
Oh, no.
And, yeah, so he literally got a fine for smoking in his truck.
Occupational safety. Shit.
Fuck me.
So, yeah, you're absolutely
You don't want to screw around with those guys.
You can't smoke in your own work truck?
Not if it's official.
It's a workplace.
No,
not if you're writing it off on your taxes.
Dude,
can you smoke on the clock?
You can't smoke on a film set even though you're outdoor.
Right.
You're outdoors, you're whatever from an entrance. You can't smoke because it's a workplace.
Right.
We went to, in this past week, me and Brad, we have kids. We took them down to Playland. If for those of you who are not from Vancouver, Playland is just a big theme park in Vancouver. Happens once a year.
Wooden roller coaster.
Old school. Lot of rides. I love going on rides. They're fun. Except for the Gravitron.
Which took my sunglasses.
Ray-Bans.
Fuck your sunglasses.
Not brought to you by Ray-Ban, by the way. No money from Ray-Ban has gone to making a bunch of
glasses.
If you would send intern Brad new glasses, we'd really appreciate it. We will mention you. Instead of the dead silence, we will say a sponsor if you just send him some glasses. You've got the money, Ray-Ban. Come on. You're just not listening. And we went to Playland, and while we were there, I realized that... I lost my train of thought.
I lost it, too.
Fuck me.
You were at Playland.
What were we talking about before Playland?
I wasn't listening. I fucking tune your ass out.
Dave's not here, man.
I think
man.
This might be the most high I've done a podcast.
Might be.
Fuck you, Chris. Chris, you know what? Bring us home. Share one more story. Where's the fucking clipboard?
It's right here. It's by my foot.
Stories.
Hey, Chris.
You know what? Go
with... Do people ever tell you look like a celebrity?
I've heard I look like a dozen different people.
Now, what celebrity do you think when you look in the mirror you look like?
I've got everybody from like...
I get told I look like Dave Foley.
I've got everybody from like Jared Leto.
From Kids in the Hall.
You kind of do. I know nobody
can
see
you. Don't at all.
You kind of do.
But people say I look like Dave Foley.
You got the same eyes.
You were told you look like Jared Leto?
Jared Leto, Jake...
Who says that? They must be your best friend.
What was my
Tinder
best
girls?
That's the kind of shit your mom would say to you to boost your ego. Like, that's not true, right?
I don't think it's true because I don't see any kind of you. But like,
that's what I'm saying.
I've been told I look like 12 different people, literally, yeah, like a whole bunch of different people. So it's like, well,
it's like when a prostitute tells you have a big dick.
Yeah, exactly. You know she's just fucking blowing you smoke, right? But what story were you picking, anyways?
No, I'm just thinking
go,
you kind of look like
the
Kid
Burger
Rock.
King ones. I'd like to hear
Kid Rock.
Huh? Wow.
You don't see it?
Yes, yes,
you.
I'd love to say
no,
that.
Yes.
I see Chris is not happy with that.
No, turn your head
comparison.
Sideways, we can see
no,
your ponytail.
No, I'm obviously
show
like
me your
Kid Rock isn't happy about looking like Kid Rock.
You know, just
what? You don't think, oh, I
can you take
he
off
is.
Your headphones and just like...
No, just turn your head sideways, we can see your ponytail.
Can you wear a bowler hat, please? Just
do you have one handy?
It's okay. Not handy. Let's
cowboy hat?
No, it's...
That's not the same.
Anyway. But what story were you going to tell us? You were going to tell us about the time you got caught masturbating?
No,
a different one. Okay,
it's a different one.
Rock some.
I mean, like I haven't actually been caught masturbating, but if you guys like
come
into the kitchen in 5 minutes and we can get a story going.
No, it's gonna be the worst game.
Best game ever. Oh no, actually, best game ever. This weekend I saw it. The best game ever.
We were out at a cabin, much of my friends, and two guys were trying to make each other puke because we had Barf Bingo going.
Oh, yeah.
And they each had the other one on the third square of their Barf Bingo. And I walk outside, and they're literally on the porch slamming a beer and punching each other in the balls. They're like nice. Just reaching and slamming their beer and like, oh, get hit in the balls and then trying to hit their... Like, I was just like, yes.
Wait, how many participants at a time?
It was just my buddy Steve, who you know.
Yeah.
And my buddy Askew. And like they were like, there was like a rivalry between these two all weekend trying to make each other puke. Neither of them ended up puking. Somebody else won the Barf Bingo. But watching these two fuck each other over all weekend was fucking excellent.
That's priceless.
That's commitment to a gig where you're taking regular punches to the balls.
Yeah. Punch him in the dick. Punch him in the dick. Punch each other in the dick.
No, really punch him in the dick.
I don't want to play the game. It's like no, Jessica it's likes to play slap shot sometimes.
The only winners are the people who are watching.
Yeah,
Jessica wants to play slap shot sometimes
I
when
like
she's hammered.
I like slap shots with her, yeah.
I like playing in a public place because first she hits me and then I slap a woman in public.
Yeah, that gets some
and
looks.
You get some looks. And she's all like, what? It's fine. We're playing slap shots. And
fine.
They look at me like, is it fine? They got their fist balled up and they're like, is it fine? And they look at her and then we hug.
Is this guy giving you trouble?
You can't even slap. No,
and then she looks
at me
like
anymore.
He slaps like a fucking bitch. That's what I gotta say about him. You know what? Jessica is working today, or not working? She's fishing. Fuck, the opposite of working. You all right, Jeff?
No.
What's wrong?
Nothing. Are we gonna continue with the show? Are we doing the show?
Yeah,
we're doing it live. What? Why is everybody looking at me?
No reason. No, no, no. We're kind of getting good on time though. We're coming near the end.
I know exactly what we should call this segment of the show.
What's that?
Dead air.
Dead air. Yeah. When we run out of things to say, no, I'll just cut it out.
Awkward silence.
It'll be cut out. No one's going
to
hear it.
This is awkward silence. Is that the intro to the show?
No, the intro to the show. What did I pick as the intro?
Well, the intro to the segment, then. God, got my back.
Well, I guess we'll just pretty much call it out. Chris, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for coming in, Chris.
Yeah.
I'm really surprised you came all this way.
Yeah, no. His traffic was a bitch.
And intern Brad, thanks for coming on.
Always
appreciate
a good time.
Jeff, thanks for coming.
Oh, thanks.
Thanks for being here.
And yourself as well.
You can check us out at ineverwanttobeyoungagain.com, Facebook at ineverwanttobeyoungagainpodcast, and email at ineverwanttobeyoungagain@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. See you next Friday. Oh, we need a guest for next week.
Oh, who do we say it was?
We haven't said anyone yet. Shit, we never talked about it.
I don't remember who it was.
Yeah, no, Jeff said somebody.
You know what? Since we had the fake Kid Rock, let's try to get the real Kid Rock. Is that no? Do you really want to meet him?
I don't remember.
Kid Rock. I guess next week we're gonna have Kid Rock on the show. We'll put the feelers out. See you guys next week.